Blackstone Audio presents The Barbarian Nurseries by Hector Tobar. Read by Frankie J. Alvarez. For Dante, Diego, and Luna. Book 1. The Succulent Garden. The American Mystery Deepens. Don DeLillo, White Noise. 1. Scott Torres was upset because the lawnmower wouldn't start, because no matter how hard he pulled at the cord, it didn't begin to roar. His exertions produced only a brief flutter of the engine, like the cough of a sick child, and then an extended silence filled by the buzzing of two dragonflies doing figure eights over the uncut St. Augustine grass. The lawn was precocious, ambitious, 8 inches tall, and for the moment it could entertain jungle dreams of one day shading the house from the sun. The blades would rise as long as he pulled at the cord, and the lawnmower coughed. He gripped the cord's plastic handle, paused and leaned forward to gather breath and momentum, and tried again. The lawnmower roared for an instant, spit a clump of grass from its jutting black mouth, and stopped. Scott stepped back from the machine and gave it the angry, everyman stare of fatherliness frustrated, of a handyman being unhandy. Araceli, his Mexican maid, watched him from the kitchen window, her hands covered with a white bubble skin of dishwater. She wondered if she should tell El Señor Scott the secret that made the lawnmower roar. When you turned a knob on the side of the engine, it made starting the machine as easy as pulling a loose thread from a sweater. She had seen Pepe play with this knob several times. But no, she decided to let El Señor Scott figure it out himself. Scott Torres had let Pepe and his chunky gardener's muscles go. She would allow this struggle with the machine to